Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Our first guest this hour, Rod Robertson, joining us. Briggs Capital. You can find him at BriggsCapital.com. International entrepreneur and co-author of the book, The Human Vector. Hello, Rod. How are you? Are you there, Rod?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. How are you doing today, sir?
Great, great. I'm ready to go. This is going to be fun.
Well, welcome. And I know the title of our talk is, Are Your Employees Just There for a Paycheck? And let's hope not, but in some cases, they probably are.
You know what, John? We're so tired of talking about the elections, about the pandemic. You know, let's get back to talk about, you know, the things that really
works for me. Works for me. I'm in. I really am. I'm a self-employed individual, have been for a very long time, have lots of employees and so on. So, yeah, this is right up my alley, Rod. Perfect timing.
Yeah, I mean, there's been such a huge disruption, as we all know, in the workforce. But really, how can we address it and become, you know, more rational again? How can we lower the stress? And we've been so disrupted by the tribalism in the workplace that the United States is way out of whack with the rest of the world who, you know, are steaming along in many, many ways. And we just have to become more systematic in our approach to business and management.
That way, you know what? You and I speak the same language there. Couldn't agree with you more. What's the human vector, though? That is something I've not heard of before. Explain.
So I've had the good fortune for 20 years to do business internationally and as a consultant and working in different organizations. And I met this unusual man named Oleg Kondrashov out of the country of Belarus. And he is almost like Dr. Spock, you know, multiple degrees, young guy, 35 years old. And he's developed this management system that from Eastern Europe that has proven that is growing rapidly around the world as sort of a new lean management, Six Sigma, next generation management style based on the human vector. And that's, you know, the company, the founder. And he simpled it down to it. So it's really fun to understand. And it's just not for business owners. It's also for employees and managers. It's for everyone to get in tune with management and to become more productive and leading to the company's higher productivity with less stress.
So how does that vector, that human vector, I guess we'll call it, or you call it, how does that affect, you know, performance tracking, what employees are doing, how are they getting there, and so on?
You know, like with most books or management style, we all sit back after we've read it and everything fades away. And there's five, six, seven things that you'd like people to remember. And for us, the human vector, you know, is a systematic system that Oleg has founded. And it has some key things that programs like the gravity. The gravity is what pulls the other employees to the founder and his ideas and thoughts. Huge companies like Apple, you know, the big phone companies, they're so big, they're battleships. They, you know, the vector's voice has been lost. But for small to medium-sized businesses, anywhere from three employees to 1,000, the founder's voice and his drive and ambition and his philosophy for the company is still very, very important. And we'd like to see employees really drink the company Kool-Aid and everyone march together, you know. Hiring people now is nuts. You know, you're doing it online. You don't know what you're doing. And a lot of people are just making tremendous mistakes at a time when, their income statement and their balance sheets can't afford to have mistakes.
No, hires cost money, Rod, as you know, and anybody out there listening maybe doesn't know this, but you know, it costs typically, and I know it depends on the industry and so on, Rod, but you can typically, I know it depends on the salary level of an individual as well, but typically speaking, by the time you get that new employee up, trained, rolling, out the door, everything's working, and they're finally being productive, you spent what that person's salary is, about 50% of it, to get that done.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are starting now to understand that as the pandemic has crashed and hurt and ruined a lot of businesses, you know what? It's also led to a rebirth of what's going to happen in America in 2021. There's going to be new businesses springing up, new great ideas. A lot of people have been hurt and have been washed out of the system. But for most of us, we're going to plow ahead and find a new seat in the new bus going forward.
I agree. I agree. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. No, I in the businesses that have been able to hang on, I do some consulting as well, Rod. And, you know, my businesses that I consult have done well through COVID. They're actually doing numbers that we wouldn't think they'd be able to do after the fact. And in some cases are even up from where they were last year, which is absolutely fabulous, given what some of the things have happened this past year. But I, like you, I'm telling them the same thing. If they just, you know, if they can make it through this time, and in a lot of ways we've added things in and we've added different services and things along those lines. And the reality, Rod, if they in a way reinvent themselves and, like you say, find the right seat on the bus and move forward, I think 2021 will be a great year for them.
I think 2021 is going to be a spectacular. The first 6 months are going to be difficult because everyone's sort of getting reorganized, reshuffled, and getting lined up again. But I think the second half of this year, companies are going to be roaring. And the sicker companies, you know what, that were getting government subsidies, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to slide into oblivion or become tertiary. But there's going to be new businesses. Young people are going to thrive. They're thriving on technology. And then we have the whole concept of what's happening to everyone working at home.
Right.
Because those people are going to get weeded out, too.
I think so, too, Rod. I'm not sold. I think it depends on the industry and what's going on. I do think there are some folks that can be productive and do well from home. But I've been saying this all along, and I'll keep saying it. Don't know what your thoughts are. But I think there's only a select few industries that can do well with having folks at home for a long period of time. I think eventually what happens is those people are either going to found to be very unproductive, or they're going to find other means to make up for what those folks are doing since they're not in the office any longer. And my feeling, Rod, is you can't get the same collaboration. I don't care what anybody says. You can't get the same collaboration through a video screen.
Absolutely. And I think it was up to 36% of, you know, executive salespeople, everyone that was working at home, those, you know, and out of those, half of them really weren't putting in a full effort. And for better or worse, half of those half are going to be gone. And they're going to get, it's going to be programs like the human vector that are going to allow management to see people working at home and judge them to make sure that they're scientifically approaching their job. And the numbers don't lie. Sometimes people fib a little, and these people that are working at home that are, you know, aren't putting the full effort in, they're gonna get drawn out.
I agree. You're one of the first guys I've interviewed all the way through COVID, and I haven't missed hardly, other than being, you know, out of town, I haven't missed a day being on air all the way through COVID. And Rod, you're the first person I've talked to that agrees with me on that. Yeah, you're going to see some weeding out, and some of these folks are not going to make it. And you kind of have to ask yourself, you know, in the first place, were they really that productive, and should they have been there? And, you know, one of the questions even for you is, why do some people, you know, employees stagnate and then are allowed to stay? And I think what you're saying is, in this case, they're not going to be allowed to stay if they're that person.
No, the government subsidies have stopped. I mean, you know, we're all great humans. It's a fault of Americans versus the rest of the world that we're too kind, we're too considerate, and we're too afraid of our lawyers and too afraid of people's rights. I'm telling you, there's going to be a reckoning now of the company slashing and cutting, and only the strong that are drinking the company Kool-Aid, that are working really hard to follow the vector, to follow the angle, and to follow what we call the gravitators who dictate the future of the company.
I agree.
These new times, everyone, the great people are going to do even better. You know, the people that are on the bubble, they're going to get weeded out, and the people that have been slacking are going to get cut.
Yep, no, I fully agree. You're exactly right, Rod. And it's just a a matter of time. And I, like you, believe that once we get through the, you know, companies will, they will be, because of what you said a moment ago, yes, we are often too kind in this country. So what companies will do is they'll wait until the first of the year. They'll do a reset then. They probably won't do a lot of layoffs through the end of the year. But, hey, once 2021 hits, I think all bets are off at that point.
Yeah, and who wants to go walking into these, you know, they're talking about the high-rise buildings. Over 9 floors now, the big office buildings are going to be empty. They say psychologically people walk up 9 floors, but after the 10th, you know, so we're going to have all this distance, you know, work and teaching and schools, but we're going to, ownership and management is going to have to be able to supervise people from a distance, mm-hmm. and that's what the human vector is about. You know, getting them lined up through a scientific approach that the company can monitor them, can and this is a good thing because the good employees will love it because they're going to be totally in the groove with ownership, and they're going to shine, you know. And that bottom 20%, though, you know, off they go.
Yep. Well said. Rod Robertson again, BriggsCapital.com. Where can they find the book, The Human Vector? Where do they get the book at, Rod?
You know, the book just came out, and it's at all major retailers. It's, you know, Amazon, of course. Amazon now is doing 67% of books. It's crazy, the numbers. And but it's you can find it anywhere just by Googling it, and every major player is carrying it. And we're doing great with it because the book came out at an opportune time.
It sure did. Rod, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us today. I really do appreciate it, sir.
Hey, it was my pleasure, John. Take care.
You take care as well. Let's do this. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Hey, it's not quite snowing yet, or I should say it's about done snowing here at the station, although it's been off and on throughout the day. Don't know what the roads are going to be like tonight. You may find yourself in some slick spots. I told everybody last week that we'd have some snow this beginning of this week, and we do. And the point being, if your tires aren't where they need to be, folks, please, it's one of the first things. Well, it is the first thing that the vehicle is in touch with the pavement with. I mean, there's lots of other things, steering and hand. I get it. I'm a car guy. I understand. But when it comes to tires, there's no replacement for a good set of tires or a new set of tires even. And folks, the folks at Extreme Auto Repair can help you with that, get you into the right tire. They've got all the different makes, models, brands. Right now, Cooper Tire, though, is the main brand they sell. They can get anything you want, though. But they can sell you Cooper Tires right now with a $75 rebate through today. So if you're going to get involved in that, I would suggest you call today because that $75 rebate ends today. Go to klzradio.com or call them at 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong and all of them need to be fixed immediately. Or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Franktown Firearms. Folks, I don't know what's going to happen with the election. What I can tell you right now, though, is that we're a three-day wait now on buying a gun. Ammunition prices have literally gone sky high. So I'm telling you right now, if you're in the market for a gun, or you're looking to buy ammo to even stock up on, I would highly recommend you get out to Franktown soon. Do not delay. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. To answer some of you that have been texting me, by the way, and it's hard when I'm by myself to actually even read these and then respond quickly. And, you know, when Andy's with me or I've got other folks here, it makes it a little bit easier. But let me just say this. Some of you have said, well, what's the difference between this election and what you told people in 2016, where after that election I said, hey, left, suck it up and let's move on. Big difference is how many electoral votes were in Trump's favor then versus Hillary Clinton, and even what was happening the night of, in realizing what a, literally, you can call it a landslide, call it whatever you want to, but there was no question the day after, even there was no question by 10 o'clock Eastern time, 10, 11 o'clock Eastern time, the night of the election in 2016 as to who won. There, folks, right now are a lot of questions as to who won. I'm not being a sore loser, folks, by the way. I've said this many times. If Joe ends up winning, I'll suck it up and move on. I did it for 8 years under Obama. I can do it another 4 years under Biden. That's not the point. The point is, do we have a fair outcome of an election cast here in the United States of America, or are we a banana republic? Are we being run like a third world country? The way our elections look right now, it looks more like a third world country than it does a United States of America run election. And, you know, case in point, Sidney Powell, who I've interviewed here many times, she is an attorney. She's actually an attorney for Michael Flynn. She's been around Washington for a very long time. She's exposed some things in the Beltway on many different occasions. This is not, by the way, everybody, a dumb woman. Not by a long shot. Sidney is a very intelligent, very forthright. And I'll tell you right now, I know her well enough from interviewing her that if she thought there were other things going on right now than what is, she would say so. Charlie and I both have talked to her numerous times. That's just who Sidney is. She wouldn't matter who's president. She's going to call it like it is, period, no matter who's there. So I've got a little interview here. It's about a minute 30. There's some longer interviews with her out there that I would encourage you to listen to. But here's Sidney, you know, talking over the weekend. Here we go.
What has Good taken morning, place Maria. Here as you see it?
Yes, there has been a massive and coordinated effort to steal this election from we, the people of the United States of America, to delegitimize and destroy votes for Donald Trump, to manufacture votes for Joe Biden. They have done it in every way imaginable, from having dead people vote in massive numbers to absolutely fraudulently creating ballots that exist only voting for Biden. We've identified at least 450,000 ballots in the key states that miraculously only have a mark for Joe Biden on them and no other candidate. If you look at Florida, where things were done right, you can see that that's how the rest of the country should have gone. But they also used an algorithm to calculate the votes they would need to flip, and they used the computers to flip those votes from Trump to Biden, and from other Republican candidates to their competitors also. I think Doug Collins had the race stolen from him. I think John James had his race stolen from him. It wasn't just President Trump. There were many people affected by this. We have got to fight tooth and nail in federal court to expose this abject fraud and the conspiracy behind it, and get a recount and audits in every place it's needed, which is, frankly, most of the country.
Okay, so I'll leave you at that, folks. And there's a lot more with Sidney out there. In fact, she even has a name for these particular software programs that had been used to actually do the things that she's talking about doing. Folks, she didn't just make these things up. She is very diligent. Trust me when I say that. And again, I go back to what somebody's been texting me about. The difference is I didn't have to listen to this even from the left back in 2016. Had I might have said things differently. So yes, I'm going to say things differently today because the facts in the matter are different. They're not the same, folks. 2020 is not the same as 2016. And if you're somebody on the left that thinks this election we just went through last Tuesday was upright and forthright and honest and accurate, above the board in every single state, I got some swampland in Florida I'd like to talk to you about selling. I mean, come on, folks. Really? how anybody out there could look at some of the things, some of the evidence and data that's coming out. And fact of the matter, just look at what was happening on election night and then look at what happened the next morning and tell me there's not some sort of funny business going on. Now, I'll say this. Richard and I, my son, have been talking about this in depth through the weekend. Has there been voter fraud? Yes, no doubt. Probably happens every election and probably has been happening since votes started being cast in this country. The question I have in this 2020 election is, to what extent is that fraud? I think there's fraud in every election. I think, and they find it, and it's been found, and people go to jail over it at times. I've experienced that right here in Denver, Colorado. I won't get into the details here, but most of you know the story of what's happened in certain situations around the country where people vote other ballots that they shouldn't. They're not theirs. I mean, folks, there's been people that have gone to court and gone to jail over some of the things we're talking about. Question I've got, is that going to happen now in 2020? I would hope so. It needs to. It's happened before, and it should be happening now. If there's any kind of election irregularities or flat-out fraud, folks, they've got to be fixed. If you're anybody out there, right or left, and you say what's happened this past week is okay, I'm sorry, you're not welcome in this country. I mean that sincerely. If you don't see the same things that are going on out there, that they're really just plain out and out, you know, wrong, then I'm sorry, you have no place being here. If, on the other hand, you want election integrity like I, which, by the way, I hope out of this, no matter who's president, I really do hope out of this we fix some of this. And I, you know what, I'm a states' rights guy. Okay, I believe in states' rights, what I'm trying to say. Very much so. But when it comes to federal elections where we're electing the president of the United States and senators and congressmen and women and so on, folks, there is no reason in this country we do not have a unified system coast to coast whereby everybody votes the exact same way with the exact same machine, with the exact same, you know, form of ID being shown to get in and vote. And yes, we need voter ID. Which, by the way, the left is totally against. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Because if you have voter ID, you stop a lot of the fraud that goes on. You can't vote for someone else. You can't turn in a false ballot. Things don't just pop up out of the thin air. And I'm here to tell you, we need a coast-to-coast, in-person voting system that is unified, whereas we can know the count. The minute the last person's ballot is cast, at the end of day at any polling place, you should know what that polling place data is immediately. The day and age we live in, folks, it is absolutely pathetic that we in this country don't have that. And I'll tell you the reason we don't is because of the left. Flat out. Not because of the right. The right has been pushing for voter ID for years. Some states have it, some don't. It's the right that's pushing for election integrity. It's not the left, folks. It's never the left you hear talking about this. It's the right that does. Why? Because the left knows that in a lot of cases, the only way they can win is to cheat. Yes, I just said that and I mean that. They know that in a lot of cases, in a lot of races, the only way they can win is to cheat. And again, I'm not telling you this is the first time this has ever happened. There's been cheating that's gone on in this country for years. And no, I don't think that happened in 2016. Hillary Clinton, literally, the Democrats thought she had that in the bag. All the polling data showed she had it in the bag. They thought they had that thing handled hook, line, and sinker. And they didn't. And they lost. Because let me tell you what. Here's my other prediction. Had the left thought for 1 second Hillary Clinton was behind back in 2016, we would have been talking about this back then. Mark my words when I say that. So I'll talk to Richard here, my son, here in just a few minutes. We can take a call or two probably before we do that. 303-477-5600. Could take a quick break. We'll come right back. Pure Fresh Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. No matter what you need when it comes to cars and trucks, they've got you taken care of. And they've got a full used car lot with everything you need on it, by the way. And if you don't have something there that you like, I'm sure they can find something for you. On the same token, they've got a full lot of new Chevrolets as well. And if you need your vehicle fixed, they can do that as well. In their great service department. So go to purefreshchevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311. That's Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, up next, Enchanted Kitchens. We just talked to Neil a moment ago. So, hey, you've missed that Christmas deadline, but hey, if you want to do a joint gift, even a family gift, and get something done with the kitchen, they can help you get that done. You could still call that a Christmas present, and they would be happy to help you get that done and handled and get you to the final product that you want to make your kitchen enchanted. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He'll join us at 5 o'clock for our Monday Mortgage Minute. We'll get an update on not only the market, but what's just going on. By the way, we're still in record sales territory in Colorado when it comes to homes. We'll talk to Kurt about that when we get to 5 o'clock. In the meantime, if you want to pay for that Enchanted Kitchen, he can show you how to do that. It's really simple. Just call him at 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Dell, you're up before Richard. What's going on, Dell?
Oh, not much, John. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I watched a video today with Giuliani and somebody else that they had proof. And so they said that they had proof that there was, they dug up one boat, I believe Pennsylvania, this lady had passed away 9 days before the election, and they'd sent her a ballot, and it was returned, and they sent it back, and it came back to them on the 2nd of November, a vote for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she passed away 9 days.
Yeah, and there's lots of allegations on thing. And again, folks, the proof will come out. as time goes by, I believe, Dell, and I don't think in this case it takes much to figure out that there's been some hanky-panky going on. The question is going to be how much. Sidney Powell a moment ago talked about 450,000 votes. I think that number now they estimate to be up at around 600,000 votes in certain places. And, you know, that's not just a few here and there. That's not a few hundred here and there. I mean, that's a large number, Dell, and one that needs to really be taken a close look at.
I agree.
So I appreciate that. No, Dell, good call, by the way. I appreciate the phone call, and we'll find out more in the coming days. Richard, you're up next. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just enjoying this little bit of snow we got.
Yeah, not bad at all. And again, back to some of the election stuff. I mean, I don't know. You know, you and I talked even through the weekend. I don't know how much fraud is there. Is there enough there to tip the scales back in Trump's favor? Honestly, Richard, I don't know that anybody really knows that answer. The key, though, is if they know there's certain things that have gone on with, you know, algorithms and software and changing votes and ballots with only Biden's name on them. I mean, those are all red flags that need to be delved into and looked at more closely.
No, exactly. You and I talked about, you know, we're not sure. I'll be honest, folks. We know there's fraud. It's just a matter of how much fraud.
Right.
And I'm not super confident it's going to change the results of the election. You and I have talked about this.
Yeah, I'm not either. I have no. But I also. I'm also one to say, though, Richard, that I think, and I'm in the, I guess I'm sort of in the news business a little bit here being on air, but I think it's irresponsible for any news outlet, knowing that all these lawsuits are going on and not knowing where these things are even going to head, to call an election that they don't know the outcome of yet. I think that's irresponsible.
I just think that the news media, we need to get back to just reporting the news and then letting people decide for themselves. You know, you can't get on Facebook and Twitter without them, you know, making statements about certain, you know, you're basically making their statement about other people's statements as far as, you know, what's fact and what's not. And I understand some people, that's all the only place they get their news from is, you know, Twitter or Facebook, whatever.
Correct.
It might be. But, you know, again, the news media was designed, yes, to question those in authority and question those that we can't as normal citizens question. I'm just asking to say, pose questions, report their answers. And it's very hard to find, you know, this is just a good example of this. Really hard to find a story anymore that doesn't offer the author's commentary on said topic, just through adjectives, adverbs, whatever it might be throughout the story. It may not be explicit. In some cases it is, but in other cases it may not be super explicit, but you can just tell. And I just want, as a consumer and as a citizen, I want whoever it is, CNN, Fox News, OAN, you know, MSNBC, whoever it is, to just pose the facts.
Right.
Which in this case, you know, there is, you know, there's allegations of voter fraud going on. It's in court. You know, if the election stands, Vice President Biden is the president-elect. You know, all these things, and then let the process play out.
And the reality is, and you and I both have said this, and I'll continue to say it, if Biden ends up being the president-elect, and he, in fact, is that guy, fine. You know, I have no problem accepting that, but I want to know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that that's actually the case. And the problem we've got right now is there's enough evidence in certain areas, in certain states and so on, that might say otherwise. Now, is it enough to shift things around? I don't have that answer. I don't know.
Exactly. And again, like I said, I don't necessarily think there is. But at the same time, if we can use this to springboard into changing some things around, fixing voter fraud for future elections, then it's worth it. And, you know, Trump needs to go down fighting and doing that. You and I talked about this. You know, I know you have Democrats that listen to the show. Let us know if this works for you. You guys have been advocating for Election Day to be a national holiday for Lord knows how long.
I'm in.
You've also been pushing back against voter ID. All right, let's compromise. You guys can make it a national holiday, give people banks, whatever.
Yeah, and as an employer, I'll give everybody the day off and pay for it out of my own pocket. I have no problem doing that, with one exception.
I want ID. I want voter ID.
That's right.
And yeah, exactly. And we'll do whatever it is, you know, whatever we can to make it work, or, you know, whatever the situation is. But I just want a fair and balanced election. People say, well, that's voter suppression. It's not, folks. You've got to have an ID to do 98% of things in this country. You have to have an ID to get into a bar.
Yep.
You know, if you want to go get a drink.
Yeah, and tell me that all the people, you know, that the Democrats will come right out. They'll be the first ones to tell you that it's voter suppression and it affects the low-income people, this, that, and the other, which is the biggest bunch of malarkey. That's like the abortion argument against rape and incest. It's such a small minority portion of the population that doesn't have or can't get, by the way, which I don't understand, can't get an ID. None of that makes any sense. You and I both know that if it came down to it, and we had a population, you know, a certain amount of people in the population that couldn't get ID because of some sort of a money issue, you and I both know, Richard, that's easily fixed.
Well, it 100% is. And here's, furthermore, the fact, Republicans, this is a wake-up call to you. This was the highest turnout election ever. And, you're seeing, you know, some people are going to say, well, Biden won the popular vote by, you know, X amount of million. But it helped you in a lot of other cases. Trump brought out more Hispanic voters.
Right.
His voter share of LGBTQ people rose. His voter share of black people rose. I mean, by getting more people out to vote, it doesn't necessarily hurt the Republican Party. We just need to have it done in a fair way. So, again, let's start getting some compromise. Let's get rolling and keep going on this way. But you mentioned, Dad, if President or Vice President Biden, I should say, is, you know, the president, he's the president-elect, whatever it is, and everything's validated, then okay. Well, obviously, we need to start talking about some of his policies and stuff that he's putting into place. And I think you posted it earlier and caught bits and pieces of the show. But he's forming his own coronavirus task force,
right,
mind you. And, you know, basically, he's got the guy on there that is essentially the creator of the Affordable Care Act. And so he's basically managing this entire essentially his task force, but he has some other pieces of interesting information in there, Dad. And that is that basically once you reach 75,
you're no value anymore.
You've essentially reached your full effectiveness in life.
Right. If you die, no loss.
Yeah. And which is funny to me because COVID is kind of disproportionately affecting those who are older.
Yeah. How old's Biden, by the way, Richard?
Isn't he like 77?
In other words, he's past his usefulness.
You would think. Now, again, I'm sure this guy's going to come out. Or if anyone,
he's 77, so you're correct, Richard. He is 77. So he's 2 years past the prime of, and by the way, Nancy Pelosi is 80 and Bernie Sanders is 79. So all three of them are well past what this guy's claiming to be a useful life.
Yep. And basically, for folks that don't know, essentially this guy penned this piece that essentially said by the time people are 75, essentially their cost society is greater than their benefits.
Yeah, the cost analysis runs out, basically. They're not worth having around any longer, in his words.
Exactly. And so you can be the judge for your own, you know, size, whatever it is. This seems a little bit sketchy to me on that regard. And then the other piece that's sketchy to me, Dad, is obviously the vaccine announcement that came out today,
right,
from Pfizer.
Which, by the way, you darn well know has to be planned because, you know, this has been in the works for the past week plus. They announced this after the election so that they don't, quote unquote, sway the election one way or the other. What a bogus bunch of crap.
Yeah, and I sent you some stuff on that some investors are a little bit sketchy about. You know, when Pfizer is a thing. And by the way, it cracks me up how all the, you know, investment, you know, articles and stuff talk about how the stock market bump today was a result of Biden winning the, you know, presidency over the weekend. Well, number one, he didn't win it. And number two, no, it's because the vaccine that came out is showing a 90% effective rate, and actually greater than 90%. And folks, we are not here to debate if you should take the vaccine.
Nope.
Right? I want to get that out of the way.
That's not my, that is your deal, not mine.
Exactly. Your prerogative, your deal. We'll talk about what Pulva said about that here in a second. So again, just to get all your hate mail and stuff out of the way, Dad, that's not what this is about. We're just kind of giving you the facts. So Pfizer came out and said this, but I'm with you 100%, Dad. I think they could have said this a week ago, potentially even 2 weeks ago. There's even rumors about October 27th as being the correct date that they could have identified, and that you're just obviously not seeing that, unfortunately, which is just, you know, a real shame, to be honest with you.
Some of the things that I don't, you know, I'm reading right from Biden elect, you know, his website, which called buildbackbetter.com, which one of the plans that he's got when it comes to COVID is the distribution, equitable distribution of treatments and vaccines. Invest $25 billion. In other words, spend $25 billion of taxpayer money in a vaccine manufacturing and distribution plan that will guarantee it gets to every American, cost-free. Well, I guess the problem I have with that is, number one, why is that my job to pay for that as a taxpayer? Number two, I don't want the government in the vaccine manufacturing business.
And so here's another thing. Well, 100% dead. Here's the other thing. Why are we doing a vaccine for most people where it's a 99.98% essentially
we don't need
heal
to.
Rate? Like, you don't die.
We don't need
so
to.
We have put more money into finding a vaccine for something that kills so few people than we ever have. And I think I saw someone on your Facebook or something that said, well, this has killed 230,000 Americans. And it's like, folks, we're gonna have to agree to disagree if you think that's the case, because it hasn't. COVID is not infecting healthy people. Yes, in some cases it is, and unfortunately, in some cases it is killing them. It's the same way that if you get a cold, you can get meningitis.
Right.
You know, you have some severe cases a lot of the time, and so that's why some might have an issue with this. And the other reason I have an issue is then Pfizer dad came out and said, we're not part of Operation Warp Speed. We didn't take any government money.
Which is a bunch of crap, because
well,
they did.
So, no, they didn't technically get any money for the research and development of the product. However, they essentially took basically a pre-order, right? They took a $2 billion guarantee from the United States government. They took another 300-something million, I think, from Germany and some other investors.
Pre-order of the vaccine, meaning that if they develop it, they can sell it.
Exactly. And there's a predetermined market. So basically, as a business, you're telling me...
It's a guaranteed sale. Why would you not invest in that?
Exactly. Why would you not spend the money in it? Because you know you have fixed income. You're not fixed income, but you've got a fixed cost.
Right.
Right? And so why not take the extra money?
Well, that would be like, for example, and let me put this in rather regular terms. That would be like a commercial office building owner that gets enough pre-sold leases on a particular building to build it and have it all leased out the minute it's finished. You're going to build the building. That's the same situation. It's no different.
And there's no risk, because even more so, Dad, it's essentially locking them in to where, as long as you provide a building for those people to move into,
they're moving in.
They have to move in.
That's right. That's right.
And so then Pfizer came out, I'll say this, and clarified. They said, no, we didn't take any direct money, but we did receive this essentially pre-order. And you had even Democrats coming out and saying, this isn't, quite what on the uppity up that Pfizer's saying. You know, Pfizer's not this independent, great humanitarian effort. They're still a business. They understand what is needed. And I'm not faulting them for it.
No, I'm not either, but just be honest about it.
Exactly.
What they should have said in the beginning was, we took money to build this vaccine in this manner. Here we are. We've got it done now. Why not just be honest on the front side, though? Because they were trying to hide it and play politics is why.
Well, and they said they were trying to stay out of politics, but they were really trying to help politics, because they know that if Biden gets in, this fear is going to get stoked and so on and so forth. More and more people are going to want it. And when we come back here in a second, we can kind of talk about what POLIS is.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do it. Looks like.
Perfect. We'll come right back and do that. Gino's Auto Service, by the way, is next. And they'll take care of everything you need on your vehicle, front to back, doesn't matter, bumper to bumper service, and including any repair, maintenance, you name it, they'll take care of you. Steve was on with me this past Saturday on Drive Radio, and you won't find a nicer owner to take care of you and your vehicle. Gino'sAutoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard Rush with us right now. All right, so what did our illustrious Governor Kevin Polis say?
Well, basically, he came out today, and he, what's funny is a lot of people and the media has just been pining, and you could just tell by the questions, for him to issue a lockdown. So for him, and I'll be honest, that it did not seem like he said today anything remotely resembling a lockdown, or that he's even considering. Basically, he's essentially exhausting everything he could. He extended that mask mandate that Biden is probably going to, put into, or try, or he knows he can't put into effect nationally, so he's going to work with other governors.
Right.
So basically, Polis is putting, extended that another 30 days, because I don't think he can go longer than it legally, and I think he'd get more challenges, and so on and so forth. But it didn't seem like he was going to do anything, like a state shutdown. Essentially, he basically said, plan on, this is his word, canceling Thanksgiving and essentially canceling Christmas. And if you want to get together with your family for either of those holidays, you need to self-quarantine for 10 days.
Oh, my word.
So that's what he said, which, again, I think a vast majority of people are going to give a proverbial certain finger to.
Yeah.
And just say, no,
thumbs
up. We're not doing that. We're going to enjoy our lives and enjoy our family. So he came out and said that. Well, then he announced as part of their allotment and such, basically, that he expects 100 to 200,000 doses of this Pfizer vaccine to be to Coloradans by the end of 2020, so the end of this year. So in the next less than
45
months,
days, roughly.
Yeah, they're expecting that, which basically tells you, everyone's coming out and saying, Pfizer has to do this and apply for emergency use and so on and so forth. What it really tells you is that's likely to happen because they wouldn't be planning on it doing it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see that, which means a lot of first responders, nurses, doctors, that sort of thing, are going to be getting this vaccine in the next few weeks, I would think. And then they anticipate that basically most Coloradans can expect to get this vaccine in the first early 2021, he said, which to me and in the business world kind of means quarter one. So by
February, March, probably.
Exactly. So, and here's the deal, folks. Again, we are not here to spout about whether you should take it or not. And he actually had that question because there's a lot of anti-vaxxers, whatever your feeling is on it. And here's the deal. I think that there's going to be plenty of people that will take it, that I think is going to get to that quote-unquote herd immunity. I know there's a lot of people nervous, especially with potentially Biden in the White House and Polis, of them making it a mandate of getting this vaccine and so on and so forth. And whether you have to attend certain things, the biggest thing you got to worry about, folks, and I don't even think it's going to be right away, is going to be kids. And I don't think it's going to be right away, Dad. I think it's going to be down the line. But also, I don't know if I'd be as concerned with that, because I think what you're going to see, and the data is already showing this, the effect on kids is so minimal,
right,
that I think that they almost, they may view them as,
I could see acceptable. It becoming more of a situation where if, sporting events want to open up, that you're required to show some sort of a vaccine or something along those lines. And again, I don't know. I don't really know where they're headed with some of this stuff. And they maybe don't even know yet, depending upon where things go with the vaccine. I don't know. And they, again, I have no, I'm not going to predict anything on that because I have no idea.
Exactly. And again, we're not going to tell you what to do or not to do. It's your own personal decision. That's how we feel. We're just giving you guys the facts, and that's what it is. And so
the plus side is this: the markets and the world feel like this is a big deal, whether it is or isn't. It's just that old, perception is 90% of reality. Doesn't really matter whether it helps or not. The perception is it does. It gets things in the right gear.
Yeah, the stock market, at least initially today, jumped 1,700 points. It ended up 800 points, and it would not shock me if in the next few days or next few weeks, if you get above, honestly, probably maybe by the end of this week, get above 30,000 for the first time ever, which would just be insane in the total grand scheme of things.
Right.
Off of this, and again, folks, what we're saying is this: regardless of personal beliefs, the faster that people feel better about this, whether it's a vaccine
confidence.
Or something,
confident. The more exactly. confident they are, that's what we're talking about.
You've been talking about it for forever, Dad, with how wearing masks inside a store is not confidence.
Nope.
So the faster we can restore confidence to the public and get them back out and about, again, it doesn't matter for you and I and a lot of other people. We're already out and about anyway. But for everyone else, the faster you can restore that, the faster we get back to a normal, what is normal, not a new normal, not this new normal nonsense that people are talking about, but what is actually normal, what it has been. So it's actually uplifting in that regard. I'm positive. it is coming from President Trump, no matter how people want to spin it. He's gotten this thing kicked in.
He's the one that pushed it through. He did get that much done. I'll give him that.
He did. And he essentially promised a vaccine by Election Day. And, again, Dad, back to what we were talking about before, it would have likely happened had Pfizer released their findings when they found out.
Right. Instead of sitting on
Trump, everyone in these claims saying, a vaccine won't be ready by the, these are pipe dreams. Even Fauci said that. Now, actually, Trump was kind of spot on with that. It would have been ready a week ago had Pfizer just decided to announce it.
Yeah, it goes back to what we've said all along. So far, the majority of things Trump has talked about, he's been pretty spot on about, and yet they will not give him any credit for that after the fact. They'll never come out and say, I guess we were wrong. We shouldn't have been so hard on that. Here is the final product. You'll never hear him say that.
No, exactly. And like you were talking about earlier, which I still don't think you've gotten a great answer on, for folks, again, feel free to let us know. What, freedoms, how have you been disadvantaged with Trump being in office? Again, Obama,
they haven't.
That's the
problem is they
higher.
Haven't. There's no answer. I get a lot of feelings on the answers, but no real, this is what it actually did and how it affected me.
So, and that's, I think, the nature of it, Dad, right? Feelings, everyone's entitled to their own personal feelings. We want facts, folks. Obama said we could keep our doctor. And again, unless you're in the business world or insurance world, trust me, insurance is not getting cheaper.
Nope.
Insurance is not getting better.
Nope.
Yes, it may be more quote unquote accessible to a certain or higher percentage of people, but the standard, the quality of care and quality of plans available went through the floor. And I know because I handle it, Dad. That's what we're going through right now as a
business.
That's right.
You know it.
Every year.
Yep. So, well said. All right. I'll leave you with that. Richard, thanks. We'll talk to you Friday. And yeah, folks, you can keep your doctor, keep your plan. Flat-out lie. So Bruce Simmons is next. He will not lie to you. He'll give you the straight skinny on what's going on when it comes to reverse mortgages, how they work for you, how it can work for you, what it can do for you. He'll give you all those answers. That's what Bruce does on a daily basis. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, wrapping up this hour. We'll have hour number three next here in just a few minutes after the top of the hour news. McDonald's today, though, announcing its new McPlant line of vegetarian items, which Charlie and I were just talking at the top of the hour. I could think of a better name than McPlant. I don't think you want to remind anyone that they're eating a burger that's not really a burger. But Beyond Meat, Inc. and McDonald's has come out with a line that they will be offering in McDonald's locations in the not-too-distant future. And I will not be one of their customers. I'll just tell you that right now. So with that, we'll come right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.